even when most prudently considered, and with the noblest of intentions, one who wagers with chance oft finds oneself empty-handed. Wisdom and Advice, The Genteel Lady's Guide to Practical Living. Chapter 1. Esherton Green, near Acton, Cheshire, England, early April 1822. Was I born under an evil star, or cursed from my first breath? Brooke Culpepper suppressed the urge to shake her fist at the heavens and berate the Almighty out loud. The devil boasted better luck than she. My God, now two more cows struggled to regain their strength. She slid Richard Mabry, Esherton Green's steward-turned-overseer, a worried glance from beneath her lashes, as she chewed her lower lip and paced before the unsatisfactory fire in the study's hearth. The soothing aroma of wood smoke, combined with linseed oil, old leather, and the faintest trace of Papa's pipe tobacco, bathed the room. The scents reminded her of happier times, but did little to calm her frayed nerves. Sensible grey woolen skirt swishing about her ankles, she whirled to make the return trip across the once bright green and gold Axminster carpet, now so threadbare, the oak floor peeked through in numerous places. Her scuffed half-boots fared little better, and she hid a wince when the scrap of leather she'd used to cover the hole in her left sole this morning slipped loose again. From his comfortable spot in a worn and faded wing-back chair, Freddy, her aged Welsh corgi, observed her progress with soulful brown eyes, his muzzle propped on stubby paws. Two ancient tabbies lay curled so tightly together on the cracked leather sofa that determining where one ended and the other began was difficult. What was she to do? Brooke clamped her lip harder and winced. Should she venture to the barn to see the cows herself? What good would that do? She knew little of doctoring cattle, and so left the animals' care in Mr. Mabry's capable hands. Her strength lay in the financial administration of the dairy farm, and her ability to stretch a shilling as thin as gossamer. She cast a glance at the bay window, and despite the fire, rubbed her arms against the chill creeping along her spine. A frenzied wind whipped the lilac branches and scraped the rain-splattered panes. The tempest threatening since dawn had finally unleashed its full fury, and the fierce winds battering the house gave the day a peculiar, eerie feeling, as if portending something ominous. At least Mabry and the other hands had managed to get the cattle tucked away before the gale hit. The herd of 60, counting the newborn calves, chewed their cud and weathered the storm inside the old but sturdy barns. As she peered through the blurry pane, a shingle ripped loose from the farthest outbuilding, a retired stone dovecot. After the wind tossed the slat around for a few moments, the wood twirled to the ground, where it flipped end over end before wedging beneath a gangly shrub. Two more shingles hurled to the earth, this time from one of the barns. Flim-flam and goosebutt feathers! Brooke tamped down a heavy sigh. Each structure on the estate, including the house, needed some sort of repair or replacement. Roofs, shutters, stalls, floors, stairs, doors, siding, dozens of items requiring fixing, and she could seldom muster the funds to go about it properly. Another pair of cows struggling, you say, Mr. Mabry? Concern etched on his weathered features. Mabry wiped rain droplets from his face as water pooled at his muddy feet.
Yes, Miss Brooke. The four calves born this morning fare well, but two of the cows, one a first calf heifer, aren't standing yet, and there's 1 week from birthing her calf yesterday.
His troubled gaze strayed to the window.
Two more ladies are in labour. I'd best return to the barn. They seemed fine when I left, but I'd as soon be nearby.
Brooke nodded once. Yes, we mustn't take any chances. The herd had already been reduced to a minimum by disease and sales to make ends meet. She needed every shilling the cow's milk brought. Losing another, let alone two or three good breeders. No, I won't think of it. She stopped pacing and forced a cheerful smile. Nonetheless, from the sceptical look Mabry speedily masked, his thoughts ran parallel to hers. One reason she put her trust in the man.